KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 46 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high around 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Officials of the Iowa Department of Transportation report interstate construction in Council Bluffs could impact travel for motorists this week. All closures are weather permitting and may be rescheduled if the weather impacts construction, but that doesn't look to be the case this week, at least for the better part of the week. As of today, southbound Interstate 29 between 9th Street and Nebraska Avenues will be closed overnight beginning at 10:30 p.m. and until 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday. The southbound I-29 on-ramp at 9th Avenue will also be closed. On Wednesday, the right lane of westbound I-80 Express just east of the South Expressway will be closed for repairs beginning at 9 a.m., and the closure will be taken down for the afternoon rush by 3. Northbound I-29 between Nebraska and 9th Avenues will be closed overnight Wednesday, beginning at 10:30 until 5:30 a.m. Thursday. And again, the northbound I-29 on-ramp at Nebraska Avenue will be closed at that time. On Thursday, the right lane of westbound I-80 Express just east of the South Expressway will be closed for repairs beginning at 9 a.m. And again, the closure will be taken down for the afternoon rush by 3 p.m. on Thursday. Now, the Iowa DOT says they anticipate significant delays could occur during the westbound I-80 Express lane closure, and motorists are encouraged to use northbound I-29, westbound I-80 local lanes as an alternate route. You should also allow for extra travel time while the interstate repair takes place. For more information or to sign up for alerts, you can visit the program website at www.councilbluffsinterstate.iowadot.gov. Officials of the Carroll Community School District announced last Thursday that Dr. Casey Burlaw, the Sherrod Cam Nottoway Valley School District Superintendent, had accepted the superintendent's position with the Carroll Community School District. Burlaw said in a statement he looks forward to working with the board, staff, parents, and community as the superintendent of the Carroll District. He was among three finalists for the posts who were interviewed April 18th. School officials said feedback was thoroughly reviewed by stakeholder groups that include students, support staff, teachers, administrators, and community members, and the board identified Dr. Burlaw as the best fit to lead the district. Burlaw has served the Nottoway Valley District for 10 years and the CAM for 5. He has 13 years of Iowa superintendent experience under his belt. He was also the superintendent and principal for the Elkhorn-Kimbleton District, secondary principal for EHK, and a teacher at the Seymour Community Schools. His wife, Jody, is currently a third-grade teacher at Nottoway Valley. The couple has three children. Three Atlantic High School students have qualified for and will be making a trip to Dallas, Texas for the National Speech and Debate Tournament this summer. It's the first time AHS has qualified three students in three different events since 1992, according to school officials, who say that Sarah Shorley, a senior, qualified in February in the category of program oral interpretation. She placed first in her category, which earns an automatic berth to the Nationals. This will be Sarah's third straight trip to the Nationals after qualifying in duo interpretation in 2017 and program oral interpretation, or POI, in 2018. Sophomore Troy Roach qualified on April 6th in the category of Student Congress. He placed second in his house, which earned him a berth to the Nationals. Troy has attended Nationals last year as well in the category of World Schools. And sophomore Genevieve Martinez is the newest addition to the national qualifiers. She was chosen to represent Western Iowa on the World Schools team. This will be Genevieve's first time qualifying for Nationals. In other news, the Atlantic Speech and Debate team will have a showcase of individual and large group performances this coming Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. in the AHS Auditorium. And these students will be performing Sarah Shorley in oral, or rather original oratory, Lane Mule, humorous interpretation, Grace Marie McCurdy in musical theater, Molly McFadden in public address, Genevieve Martinez in prose, Hold for Three ensemble acting, Nolan Perez in poetry, Abby Evans in poetry, and Bryson and Lane in group improv. A Sioux City woman has claimed her $1 million Mega Millions lottery prize. Iowa lottery officials say 27-year-old Angelica Chavez turned her winning ticket in Monday at the lottery headquarters in Clive. She'd bought the ticket at the Fleet Farm Fuel in Sioux City and came within one number of winning last Friday's $175 million jackpot. Chavez's ticket matched the first five numbers but missed the Mega Ball number. She said that she'd played the number she'd written down a few years ago, and she wants to put some of the money aside for her daughter's future and is considering buying some rental properties. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says it will backfire against Democrats if far-left members in the U.S. House pursue impeachment against President Donald Trump.
I think it will solidify a lot of the folks here in Iowa that continue to support President Trump. And I think they're going to overplay their hand here, and I think it will seal the deal for a Trump presidential election win in 2020.
Ernst, a Republican, will be on the 2020 ballot as well as she seeks a second term in the U.S. Senate. Ernst plans to use her annual Roast and Ride fundraiser on June 15th of this year to formally launch her bid for re-election. By the end of March, Ernst already had $2.8 million in her campaign account for the 2020 campaign.
I feel that I'm well prepared to take on this challenge.
This Wednesday in Williamsburg, Ernst will participate in a town hall meeting about the impact Trump administration tariffs have had on Iowa manufacturing companies.
The tariffs that we've had have been really hard on the number of not only Iowa farmers and ranchers, but also our manufacturing businesses. So as we continue to move forward in the trade space, hopefully we will start to see those tariffs lessen or be removed completely.
And Ernst predicts a number of trade deals will be completed before the 2020 election. Well, officials with Iowa Works say if you are affected by the floods and need unemployment assistance, their staff will assist you with unemployment claims and connections to other resources tomorrow at the Council Bluffs Public Library, which is at 400 Willow Avenue. Hours of operation will be from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Persons who are self-employed, farmers, and business owners affected by the floods are also welcome to apply. Auxiliary aids and services are available upon request for persons with disabilities. For more information, call 712-352-3480. Red Oak Fire requested mutual aid in the form of aerial units from several communities this past Saturday to fight a two-story apartment building fire. Crews have been called to 600 East Reed Street just before noon, or rather shortly after noon, I should say, after an explosion and building fire was reported. According to Red Oak Fire Chief John Bruce, flames were shooting out of the first and second floors of the brick structure when the first units arrived on the scene. There were multiple apartments inside the building. Three were occupied. The others were being renovated. The tenants were able to escape without injury and no firefighters were hurt. Bruce said the fire started on a front porch on the south side of the building and quickly spread. With Red Oak's aerial truck being out of service, the chief called for assistance from the Shenandoah, Atlantic, and Clarinda fire departments, which brought their aerial ladder or quint trucks, if you will, to the scene. Other support to fight the flames came from the Grant, Villisca, and Elliott fire departments. The flames were suppressed and the fire declared under control about an hour after it was reported. The structure sustained extensive damage. And the Red Cross helped the families displaced by the fire. Several other agencies were called in to assist as well. Glenwood Police reports four recent arrests. On Sunday, 43-year-old Sean Kennedy of Glenwood was arrested for driving under suspension. Saturday, 60-year-old Francine Hamilton of Glenwood was arrested for driving while revoked and violation of financial liability. And 31-year-old Jared Pomeranke of Glenwood was arrested for a Mills County burglary warrant. Last Friday, 43-year-old Mandy Croson of Glenwood was arrested for driving under suspension. She posted bond and was released. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.